Yes. Yep, it's Lavi. I'd like to wish everyone a good Shabbos. I hope everyone's having a great week. This week's Parshas Lech Lecha. Sorry. Ksav Sofer said an incredible word. We know the others, especially Avram Avinu, did not have a child until he was 99. Yitzchak, you know, Yaakov, but, you know, all the others did not have children until much later. So the Ksav Sofer said a beautiful word, because Avram Avinu, you know, all the others had a mission on this earth, meaning Avram Avinu had to go around and tell everyone that Hashem exists, that there's one God, there's Hashem in the world. If Avram and Sal would have had a child when they were younger, they might have neglected that child. That child might have been neglected. And that's why you can say that Hashem said that Hashem had to keep the children, had to make sure that others had. You know, of course, Hashem was going to have to make sure that Avram, Sarah, Yitzchak, and Rifu, Yaakov, Rachel, and Leah were going to have children, but they had to have it later on in life because they had a mission to fulfill for the earth itself, for the Olam Hazeh, and therefore make sure the children didn't neglect it. And that's why they had children later on in life. Where Moshe Wolfson Shlita from Borough Park said, "No beautiful word." Avram Avinu says to Hashem, "I don't have children. Yes, I have a servant, Eliezer, but I don't have any children." And Hashem said, "You're going to have a child from your kishkas." That's, you know, from your stomach, from your kishkas. So Moshe Wolfson Shlita asked the question, why couldn't Hashem say you're going to have a child? What do you mean from your kishkas? So I believe Rashi might have quoted a medrash, but we know in Kriya Shema it says, Shinantim Levanecha. Your students, your tamidim and tamidot, your students are your children. And that's why Avram Avinu said to, you know, Hashem, I know I have Eliezer, but I don't have any physical children. I know Eliezer is my spiritual child. I taught him Torah, but he's not my physical child. That's why Hashem said to Avram, no, don't worry. You're gonna have a child from your physical self, from your kishkas. You're gonna have a child from yourself. You're gonna have a child from yourself, not only your spiritual children, but you're gonna have physical children also. Well, Moshe Feinstein's Asal says, you know, Hashem tells Avram Avinu, you know, leave your land, leave your house. Well, I apologize for coughing. But Moshe Feinstein's Asal asked an obvious question. And Hashem told Avram, you do this, I'm going to guarantee you brachas. I'm going to give you tremendous brachas. So let's just say I tell you today, I'm going to give you $1 billion if you move to Eretz Yisrael. So of course you're going to move to Eretz Yisrael. You're getting $1 billion. You know, what test is there? Hashem promised Avram Avinu a tremendous bracha if he goes to Eretz Yisrael. So what's in Nisayon? So Moshe Feinstein's Asal said Rashi and Achrimos points out that the Kananim were mekukalim, were destroyers, were destructive. That was in Nisayon for Avram Avinu. Because Avram had a complete amun in Hashem, not that Avram did not understand, of course Avram understood everything, but Avinu had to have complete amun in Hashem to move to the Canaanim, even so they were more destructive than where he lived now. That's what the Nisan was, that Avram Avinu had to amun in Hashem that he's moving to a place where the Canaanim are very destructive, and where he is now the people are not. So that's the test of Avinu. Did he have complete amun in Hashem that he's going to move to a place where the people are more destructive and it doesn't make sense to move there? But Avinu said, no, I have amun in Hashem, I'm going to move there. Well, Moshe Feinstein himself said that. The Shabbos Rabbim asked a question. You know, Hashem tells Avinu, leave the house of your father. What about Kibbutz Av Aim? So Shabbos Rabbim said, Terach, that's Avinu's father, gave Avram over to Nimrod, I believe. And Nimrod was going to throw him into a fire, you know, to kill Avram Avinu. So once Terach was going to kill Avram Avinu, you know, get Avram Avinu killed, Terach was mochel on his kibud aveim. He was mochel. He said, I'm not a father of Avram, I'm killing him. So I'm not the covenant I usually get, I'm mochel on because I'm going to kill him. There's not going to be a covenant anymore for me because I'm mochel on it because I'm killing Avram. You know, if Avram would have been killed, there's no more kibud aveim on Avram anymore because Avram Avinu can't honor his father anymore. So Terach was being mochel on his kibud aveim. Therefore, Avram Avinu was permitted to leave his father's house, did not have to ask permission. The Walag, you said different shot, Lech Lecha, wherever you're going in life, wherever a Jew, wherever a Yid is going in life, remember, Ma'atzecha, remember you're leaving Eretz Yisrael. Malatzecha, remember you're leaving your birth, you're a Jew, you're Eved Hashem, you're a servant of Hashem. Umebeis Avicha, remember, you're leaving the house of your father, meaning Hashem, or Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You're leaving the Mesoah. meaning wherever you go, remember the land, remember Israel, remember your Jew, your servant Hashem, and remember the house of your father, whether Hashem, of course, or Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Messiah. Then it says, what Shlomo Mendel, what Shiva Brooklyn points out, that Avinu took money from Paro, but did not take money from Sodom. So why not? So Avinu owed money for the hotels he stayed in. Shlomo Mendel said, don't be firm, don't be religious on someone else's account. So Avinu had to pay back the hotels. So that's why he took money from Paro. But now that he had money, he did not need to take money anymore from Sodom. The Walag suggests a different shot. Paro recognized Hashem somewhat. You know, we'll talk about the Cheskuni in 1 minute, but Paro did not want to have relations with Sarah because Paro recognized Hashem somewhat. If you look, you'll see Paro recognized Hashem. When Avinu told Sodom, "I can't take money from you because people can say the money came from you," Sodom didn't say to Avinu, no, people recognize it came from Hashem, not from me. But Sodom did not say that. Sodom did not say, no, Avinu, you can take the money, because I'll tell the people it all came from Hashem, not me. But Sodom did not say that. Sodom remained quiet when Avinu told Sodom, the money, people say the money came from you. So that's why Avinu could not take money from Sodom, because he did not recognize Hashem, where Paro did. And you can say the letter of Sodom is Samach, is closed. Sodom was closed to Hashem. Then Ksav Sofer says, you know, we end Shemoneh Esrei, we say Magen Avraham. Why do we end Magen Avraham? So the pshat is because Avinu was an initiator, was a beginner, was a pioneer. He was the first one introduced into the world that Hashem exists, and Hashem is here, and that's pshat why you do Magen Avraham, because we have to be like Avraham. We have to be a pioneer in whatever you know, we have to be a pioneer in whatever items of spirituality there is. The Cheskuni said, Paro said something. Paro said, let's kill Avraham so I can have relations with Sarah. So what's going on? Because Paro did not want to be Nichshon and Gilo Raios having immoral relations with Sarah, so let me kill Avraham. That's one Aveira, killing Avraham, but having relations constantly with Sarah is many Aveiras. So Cheskuni, you see from Paro a warped thinking. Yes, he recognized Hashem, but he thought it warped. I guess I'm saying warped. I don't know what you want to say, warped. He thought of it in a warped way because he said, I'll do one Aveira so I can do, so therefore the next Aveira I won't do it, therefore it won't be an Aveira anymore for me to have relations with Sarah. That's not the proper thinking. This is inferred from Reuchem Ocean, one of the Rosh Yeshiva Lakewood. It says, Lech Lecha. You know, and Avraham Avinu, all the Bnei Yisrael, the Jews, the Yidden, all come from Avraham Avinu. So why start with Lech Lecha? Because Hashem is telling every Jewish person, Lech Lecha. You always have to be on the move. You always have to be wanting to do mitzvahs, either learn Torah, give tzedakah, do chesed, daven to Hashem, of course. You Lech Lecha. You always have to be walking. Don't just sit comfortable in your land or or where you grew up or in the house. Lech Lecha, always one to do mitzvahs. I'm going to tell you two halachas. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These are halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. Rav Yaakov Zev Smith said, let's say a woman lights Shabbos candles every week, and let's say she's in New York City, and her husband's in Eretz Yisrael. She cannot be Yotze him. She cannot be Yotze him, because he's in a different time zone. But let's just say she's lighting candles in New York, and her husband's now in Lakewood, so she can be Yotze him, because they're still in the same time zone. That, you know, for them Shabbos begins at the same time. It might be, I'm saying, pretty much the same time. So if Shabbos begins at the same time for both of them, then she could be Yotze him. Then Rav Yashiv Zasal said, let's say a person, you know, is very sick on Shabbos and he can't get off the bed, so you know you can give him medicine, whatever, Tylenol, Advil, or penicillin, whatever he needs or she needs. But Rav Yashiv says, since you're permitted to give that medicine, you can give any other medicine. I mean, you can give them the, let's say they like taking acne medicine, you can give them acne medicine. You can take any other medicine, being that once they're permitted to take the medicine because they're sick, they can take any other medicine they want. But we're not talking about creams. That we're not talking about. I'd like to wish everyone a gewaldig, gewaldig Shabbos. And I hope everything is really, really going well. Take care. Bye-bye.